This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Achieving that, he will provide for you if you have true tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal. And Nuh, peace be upon him, had never given up on his people. They said, "Oh Nuh, you've disputed with us, and much have you prolonged the dispute with us." They complained, "You did not remind us once or twice. 950 years, this is too long." And this gives us a lesson that when we advise a brother, kam akhi tu salah, when we advise a brother, akhi, the people you're being with, their aqidah is corrupt, and you have to try and choose better brothers. And they tell you, khalas, you've advised us, move on. You shouldn't give up. You should continue, but try in a different way. A wife should always try to advise her husband, though husbands usually don't listen to their wives. So they should try and change the ways. If direct nasiha, advices, doesn't work, try indirect. Try to come to him through his stomach. Maybe you cook something and make him happy. This might help. Try to please him through looking at you, looking good at you. And the husband does the same with his wife. You have to change and vary your means of da'wah. And it is not an indication how many follow you as a da'i. Deviant scholars and da'is have millions of followers. Salafi da'is maybe, or scholars, have 100 or 1,000. Does this mean this is an indicator of how true and sincere your da'wah is? No. Yeah, as I stated yesterday, Justin Bieber has like 25 million followers on Twitter. How many does Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz have? How many? Very little. So it's not the quantity that counts in da'wah. It is the quality. And that is why the Prophet said, alayhi wasalam, the nations were displayed in front of me. And I've seen the Prophet with a great nation. And I've seen the Prophet with few men following him. And I saw a Prophet with a man or two. And I saw a Prophet with no followers at all. Now this is a Prophet of Allah, and he doesn't have a single follower. So this is the same thing. Noah did not have a lot of followers. Not only that, those closer to the da'i are usually those who reject his da'wah most. And that is why Noah's wife, Noah's son, died as kafir. Regardless of the amount of time he invested in calling them, and our Prophet ﷺ, he wanted it so eagerly that his uncle Abu Talib would accept Islam until he was on his dying bed, yet Allah did not open his heart to accept Islam, and he died as a kafir. So always look at the quality and don't care about the numbers, because the numbers do not count. They do not give you a true indication. And finally, Ibrahim alayhi as-salatu was-salam. He was one of ulul azmi min al-rusul. He was the true example of perseverance, of adhering to Allah's commandments without any questions asked. And this is something we need in our lives. Now with the internet and with the possibility of reaching knowledge from here and there, you find people justifying their sins. You find people collecting what serves their desires and whims without adhering to the Quran and to the Sunnah. And this is a problem. You find people using the four schools of thought as a methodology, as a bridge to cross the Quran and Sunnah and reach what they want. So whenever you tell someone, akhi, that what's the ruling on this? If you say, qala Allah, qala Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, yes, but the madhab al-Hanbali says something else, and I follow a Hanbali madhab. And he's not 24/7 Hanbali. When it comes to another issue, he becomes Maliki, because it serves his needs. Well, the perseverance of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was astonishing. Allah Azza wa Jal said about him, and remember when Ibrahim was tried by Allah, and when Allah tries you, then this is the ultimate test. He was tested by Allah with certain commands which he fulfilled. Full stop. He fulfilled each and every command. None of us can say that, alhamdulillah, I fulfilled each and every command. Ibrahim did that. And Allah also said about him and Ibrahim, who fulfilled his commitments, all of them. And if you look in his seerah, in his biography, which the Prophet told us about, it's astonishing. In the Sahih Hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal ordered him to circumcise when he was 80 years of age. Imagine, 80 years of age, and he circumcised himself with an axe. Nowadays you get people saying, can we find a solution? Can we find this or that? What's the different opinion of scholars? Yeah, do it. Do it and have to open on Allah. Yeah, Shaykh.